This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director, Alicia Graf Mack. Plus, five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. A measure to confiscate guns from people who have an order of protection against them has passed in the Illinois legislature. Law enforcement will need to seize firearms within 96 hours of an order of protection, but the gun owner can petition a judge to let a third party with a firearm owner's ID card hold on to it. The bill was called Karina's Bill in honor of Karina Gonzalez. Gonzalez was allegedly shot in her Chicago home by her husband, even though she had a restraining order against him. Her son Manny survived the attack and stood on the House floor Tuesday night as it passed. Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he'll sign it. The CEO of Planned Parenthood of Illinois is stepping down. Jennifer Welsh has led the organization for more than 7 years. Planned Parenthood has more than a dozen medical clinics in Illinois. During Welsh's tenure, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, ending the federal constitutional right to an abortion. That led to state abortion bans across much of the Midwest and the South. Welsh advocated for stronger laws in Illinois to protect patients and providers. A new Northwestern Medicine study looked into whether getting a COVID vaccine prior to infection impacted long COVID symptoms. My colleague, Araceli Gomez-Aldana, reports a professor of neurology at Northwestern Medicine helped lead the study. Igor Korolnik treats patients with long COVID symptoms like brain fog, headache, and intense fatigue. Korolnik wondered if vaccines impacted how people experience long COVID, but the study found no significant difference between patients vaccinated before or after infection.
We were surprised because we were hoping that the fact that people would be vaccinated before infection would actually improve or lessen the burden problem that they had, but it was really not the case.
He says people should still be vaccinated to prevent severe infection and death. More than 10 million trips were taken on shared bikes and e-scooters in Chicago last year. That's a new annual record, according to the city's Department of Transportation. That number includes Divvy bikes and scooter trips, along with rides on Lime and Spin. CDOT says the number of people enrolled in the city's Divvy for Everyone program, which provides a lower-cost option for qualifying residents, has more than quadrupled since 2020. Weather for today, partly sunny but cold, high of only 26 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy and very cold, low near 11. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, highs in the low 20s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.